it's a belated right policy shift by the Pretoria administration. This has been what has been critically lacking in the whole mediation process ever since South Africa began to be engaged in the facilitation of the Zimbabwean dialogue. But be that as it may, what is important is that we have this pressure has to be directed to the right principle. In a sense, the pressure should be directed on Mugabe and his government, who are hell-bent to actually derail this negotiation for their own selfish political ends. So in a sense, the idea of saying pressurizing the two leaders, yes, we understand the couching that in diplomatic language, but the bottom line is to exert pressure on Mugabe to actually respect the power-sharing agreement in letter and in spirit.
But we understand that Botswana leader Khama will not be attending this particular summit. Is this not going to create a problem since he's one of Mugabe's vocal critics?
I don't think it's going to create any problem. If not, it is quite clear that Botswana's position is on the table. It's very clear. So even any official from Botswana, be it the vice president or the foreign minister, who will attend on behalf of the president, Botswana's position on Zimbabwe is quite clear, and they have been very critical of the Zimbabwean government, and they've made their position very clear.